Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Straight up 12 o'clock in the Southland on a Tuesday, which means it's Live Imaging Tuesday. What's the song we're playing, Taylor?
In My Life.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't hear it in the one ear, and I was like, I shouldn't be talking, especially not over the Beatles. We should let them shine. You know who doesn't like the Beatles? The afternoon show. Anytime there's an on this day involving Elvis or the Beatles, I make sure it goes to the top just to annoy them.
They don't
them.
Want it?
Well, you know, Lindsay and Laura are like, nobody knows Elvis or the Beatles. Like, stop.
Okay. Stop. I'm not the world's biggest Beatles fan. Sorry.
You got to respect the music.
I do.
I think they all respect them, right? But it's just not your cup of tea.
No, I don't. It's more personal than that. There's somebody that I deeply dislike that loves them, so I have to dislike them. Mm. You know how it goes.
I never heard the Rome Show play the Beatles.
Jim and I are great.
We're going to catch up right later.
Hopefully we'll get over to Radio Row at some point in the giant stage that's feet off the ground.
He was out there yesterday interviewing the Diamondbacks third base coach proudly. It's going to be a huge day on the row.
Tell me about
Tostitos. Nothing like Monday on Radio Row.
Oh, boy.
You could hear a pin drop or somebody try to pitch Old Spice to you.
Skittles.
Anyway, what was I going to do? Oh, the Beatles. I Want to Hold Your Hand is one of my favorite songs of all time. Because, you know, it's just bubblegum and pop. But their later stuff was great, too. When they were getting into the, you know, they were all...
Psychedelics.
They were psychedelics.
You're talking Sgt. Peppers.
Yeah. Day Tripper is a song that, I mean, they were tripping.
Eleanor Rigby?
Yeah.
Come on. Why do I know all the Beatles songs, Taylor? I'm surprising you, aren't I?
I think you...
Who's this person, Trav? That's
by the way, you
know.
Always, I think you underplay how much you do know on the music
side.
I
know this much about a lot of things and not a lot about anything. It's my game.
Tomorrow, we will be, if LeBron makes history tonight.
Yep, 36.
He's 36 points away. So if he scores 34, then we won't do it tomorrow. But if he scores 37...
What if he ties?
Yeah, what happens if we tie?
He's the all-time leading scorer of a tie, right? He is.
We never discussed this around.
By the way, how are you going to walk away? What if the game ended 108-104, he tied, and then what happens when you walk away? Everybody coming in against the Bucks is like, well, he's going to break it.
I think we're celebrating if he breaks
the record breaker.
The
record breaker.
I got scared there for a second. Anyway, tomorrow we will be commercial free if it happens tonight. 38,388 seconds of commercial free nonstop mega sports talk. So listen with us all day long. Now that breaks out to about 11 hours if you round up, which we do. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., live and local, commercial-free tomorrow. And I think, Taylor, we could do a whole... Because music is not a commercial.
No.
We could do a whole segment dedicated to the Beatles.
Trav's favorite Beatles songs. There's
maybe play some of George Harrison's solo stuff, like My Sweet Lord. John Lennon's solo stuff, Instant Karma.
We have so much time.
Taylor Swift.
We have so much time that that entire draft of LeBron, we should play the full draft. Every pick.
No, we should do an old sports radio gimmick. Well, it was the year 2003, right?
I think 2003.
Oh, the redraft?
Oh, man, let's redraft it.
That is a classic
show. Should we redraft, man?
Where would he go if we did it all over again? That's how you do it.
Pretty funny.
I got one for you, Chris. This is what Andy Reid said yesterday are his three keys to a happy life.
Now rock the Tommy Bahama, eat some cheeseburgers, and be happy.
What's the answer in Chris Morales' world?
Golf, cigars, and don't get married.
It sounds like afternoon.
It's on brand. That's on brand.
And watch Columbo.
That's four.
Golf, cigars, and don't get married.
So you can watch Columbo? Is that like the addendum to it
after
all?
After golf.
And by the way, you should watch the show Poker Face on Peacock. It's Columbo-esque. So
really?
You should watch it.
She broke it down for us on Friday.
When she was doing it on Friday, and Emily, you said, you know, it's like a Columbo. I'm like, well, if Chris heard that, he's all in.
Oh, I watch
You watch it
Columbo.
Every day, don't you?
I try to. I watched so much Columbo over the weekend, though. I enjoy that first non-football weekend. I watched a little of the Pro Bowl, but where you can just enjoy
apparently
a couple
6
of
million
you
people.
And 6.5 million people watched
that's
the Pro
incredible.
Bowl.
That's incredible.
That's I don't even know what to say
guys,
about
that's
that.
Why it still exists. That's the reason it's
right,
here.
We talk about it, like, oh, nobody's going to watch it. And then
there were
58,000
people in Allegiant
so
Stadium
I
to watch it live.
So I geeked out this week on social media. The NFL was reposting a lot of the old quarterback challenge. Oh, do you remember the quarterback challenge?
For sure.
When I was a kid, that was the sign that like football was coming. Because it would be in the spring, but they would rerun it like in all early, no, late July. And when you saw Dan Marino in his little shorts throwing
at the golf cart,
at the golf cart,
that's
you
awesome.
Know, it
that's
was awesome. Time for me to go buy to bother my dad to go buy the magazine, the Street and Smith preview
okay,
magazine.
Okay, I got a question: was everybody into that stuff that long ago, or was it just because we were kids? Because today,
no.
I'll use as an example the slam dunk contest, 3-point contest. I was into that stuff as a kid. Was everyone into that stuff as a kid?
I was.
It's not a perfect example. I'll use my own kids as an example.
Well, he was watching cooking shows on a Saturday morning.
I love cooking shows. Yeah. Still love them. My kids have no interest in all-star games or slam dunk contests.
Okay, then it was everyone was into it back then. No one's into it now.
I would buy a Street and Smith today. If I went to a
I'm sure
a
they still exist.
Do you know what that is, Al?
No.
You don't know Street and Smith?
Mm-mm.
They would do the NFL preview edition. It'd be like this big.
They did every sport. There'd be the baseball
one.
Want,
I only bought the
just remember the Becketts and trying to figure
Becketts
out how much.
Too. Dime.
Yeah.
Two dimes.
75 cents. Don't touch it.
Why not get
touch this damn
married?
Card.
Why not get
three?
Married?
Yeah.
I'm not good. Here's the thing. I'm a great boyfriend if the threshold is once every 2 weeks. I'm a lot, as I think everybody knows. So it's really not the other person's fault. I'm what like if, Annabelle the doll. I should be locked behind glass. And then once every 2 weeks, I'm going to take you to a great dinner. We're going to have a great night. And then the next day, I'm going to say, okay, I'll see you in 2 weeks. And it's I'll text with you every day. I'll do phone calls. We'll Instagram.
What if
we'll
that
FaceTime.
Other person? What if that other person gave you the space?
Now, see, I've done this dance, and it never works.
They say it in the beginning. I'm good with
oh,
it.
Oh, it's
and
great.
Then
I'm so busy. I work so much, and then the text.
Yeah.
4 weeks in, you're golfing again. Mm-hmm. You're working still. Mm-hmm. My cousin's bar mitzvah is on Saturday. I'm like, no.
Do
we
you
just
drop
saw
the hammer
other.
At that point?
I say bye.
Do you just say, look, we've talked about this. This is exactly what I didn't want to do. Nice knowing you.
Exactly right. It's for the best for everybody. Let's just be friends.
Maybe
because as Michael Bolton once said, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
I don't know.
That's a good way to put it.
I like to fancy that there's
for Chris Morales, that's a good way to put it.
Perfect.
It's for everybody else's safety.
There's somebody that's going to steal the key to your heart, Chris.
Lid to every pot.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think it's there. It's okay.
Tim in the OC, his three keys to life, and I think this is playing off me. Drink a glass of milk. Use Pandora for all your music and podcasts, and three, cancel TikTok account.
Well, it's to piss off Emily is why he's tweeting this. It's all things
did you
I
go
hate.
Around to the other group?
We did. All of us did.
Oh, I was in this meeting, another meeting on a Tuesday.
Everybody did.
I want to know Emily's three.
Em?
All right, so my three are practice forgiveness, but protect yourself. So understand you can forgive people, but also know what they are. And so you can protect yourself. And then think about what you wanted to do at 10 years old, and then try as an adult to get as close to that as possible.
These are deep.
And the last drink is never worth it.
It's good advice.
That is true.
No one has ever woke up the next day and said, I
glad
wish I would have
had that
more.
Last one.
I wish I would have had more. It's never been said.
That is true. That is true.
Wish I had less right. Every single
even
day.
In the break.
I want
like,
to find out Taylor's next
really
segment.
Like that
I'm
going
to tease it over.
All right.
Yeah,
Taylor had a good one.
All right. Travis and Tuba continues right now.
Thanks, Chris. 36
is the
numbers, Lee. Mm-hmm. The tie would be odd. None
you
of us
me off.
Thought about that.
No,
that,
you threw me off.
I am tied for the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. And
how does it feel to be tied? Like all the post-game questions?
11 minutes and 56 seconds into the game on Thursday, he'll break the record. Right? That there'll be 8 seconds into the game, bucket,
yep.
Stop the game, and go all through it again. It really is an extraordinary event. I know we'll spend a lot of time talking about just how amazing it is and what it means and everything when it finally happens. Do you think it happens tonight? Because I do. I think he's going to have a night tonight. I don't think they have the luxury of managing his minutes or anything else to try to win the game and kind of string this out a little bit. They have to beat OKC. The way that they're going to beat OKC is if LeBron has a big night. And it just feels like tonight's the night because – they're probably not going to beat Milwaukee. They got to do it tonight.
So I think a lot of it, and if you've watched, Bron this year, you're going to know really by the end of the first quarter if LeBron is going to get close to it or he's not. He had a game, last game, I think, against the Pelicans. I think at the end of the first quarter, he had like 3 points or something. If he's got 3 or 5 points through the first 12 minutes, he's not getting to 36.
Probably not.
I don't think he's going
probably
to.
Probably not.
But if he's got 11 or 12 by the time the first quarter is done, now I think you got this buzz around the arena. Oh, my gosh, it can happen tonight. So, for me, it's that first 12 minutes are going to be very, very interesting. I mean, listen, all he had to do, to be honest with you, to break it against Oklahoma City, all he had to do these last couple of games is be at his average, and it would have been 27 away, 28 yeah. away, something yeah. like that. 36 is the – that's the perfect number to where he could easily not get it tonight.
Sure.
So,
and play well.
And play well.
Yeah.
Well, and this has kind of been part of – you said something that I think that's very important. What's been lost over these last couple of days with the Kyrie conversation, with the trade deadline – Trev, we're not even talking about it. Trade deadline's Thursday.
I know.
Okay? Trade deadline on Thursday – and Bron about to pass Kareem. This is all happening this week, and it's been happening for the last few days. What's been lost in all this, they lost a game against the Pelicans without Zion. They're four games below 500. There's a little bit of a cushion between them and some of the other teams in front of them. There's a legitimate chance the Lakers are not part of the top 10 when the dust settles this year. So there's, I think that's kind of been lost in the whole mix. And when you said, well, I think he breaks it, not because he's trying to break it tonight, but because they need a win tonight.
Yeah,
yeah, I get it. I understand what you're referring to. But I would not be surprised at all if he does not break it tonight, that he ends up with 25 or 27.
Do you think he gets it tonight? I do. I think he's going to get it. Do you think he gets his 36?
I don't think he gets 36 tonight.
Yeah. It's 9 1/4. It's not that doesn't sound like a
when
lot.
When you say that makes me say, I think he gets it.
Right? It doesn't, but it's still, it's 36 points, yeah. which is a ton.
That first quarter is big for me. If he's got 10 yeah. in the first,
and
I
the
think
look, the whole thing, we're going to be gaming this out the entire way. If at halftime he's got 18 points, we're like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? If at halftime he's got 16 points, it could definitely happen.
He's got 10.
Probably
not going to happen. Yeah,
but I don't want it to be. I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter because it's like we've talked about. It's inevitable. It's coming. We've known it's coming for really years, mm-hmm. right? Like the Cal Ripken thing. You could circle it on the calendar. You knew the date it was going to happen within a day or two because of rainouts and things like that. But you knew we couldn't get the exact game, but we had a target, and it's here. And it's going to happen. It would be great if it were a buzzer beater. It would be great if it were a classic, like LeBron racing to the hoop and finishing at the rim
sure.
with an and one or a dunk or anything like this. But
or a fadeaway or something. Yeah, can I tell you something that's so interesting? And I have not thought about this. I think this is how he breaks it is not, I guess it just has not been top of mind. But let's say he has 35 tonight and there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter or whatever the case is, right? That every time nobody's going to be sitting down.
No.
Every time he touches the ball, the anticipation of him getting it.
I don't think it's at 35. I think once he gets to like 28 or 29, if there's 3 minutes left, you're going to get people going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
If he's within once he gets within a couple of threes of it, it could happen like that.
Sure.
It could be a couple of possessions like that.
Sure.
I think it's going to be standing the whole time once he gets within five or six of this because at that point, you're seconds away from it.
Do the Thunder send him to the foul line when he's at 35?
How about an off-ball foul? They're in the bonus, and there's an off-ball foul that sends him to the line.
No, 3 seconds. No, there's a illegal defense.
A T?
Yeah, an illegal defense, and that's how he breaks it. Remember that day Bron broke Kareem's record on an illegal defense?
Now, I kind of want that to happen. It will be extraordinary on
its
own, but it needs a little context along. Jason Kidd said the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I'll tell you what it is next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yes, indeed. Carly Simon. Live Imaging Thursday. Actually, Live Imaging Tuesday, sorry. With Travis and Sliwa.
This is featured in one of my favorite rom-coms.
White Chicks?
No.
What is the rom-com that it's
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Missed that one.
Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey, and she works at a magazine, and he works for a sport agency, and she has to try to, her assignment is how to lose a guy in 10 days, and so she meets Matthew McConaughey, but guess what?
They fall
she
in
falls
love.
In love
no
with
way.
Him.
No way.
What?
Right?
Yeah, you and don't
she,
say.
But she acts crazy. She sings this song anyway.
So you ready for Taylor's Three Keys to Life, Chris?
Yes. So producer Taylor, what were your three keys to life?
First, keep it simple. So not everything needs a lot of words. I think people in general talk too much, and I've gotten in trouble a lot because I've talked. So, you know, keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
Secondly, stay loyal to your soil. Just remember where you're from.
I like that.
At the end of the day, just a farm boy. And thirdly, let the music be your master.
Now that I do enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Let the music play is a great song by Barry White once put it.
That's perfect for Taylor, by the
That's
way.
That's very on brand. Yeah.
Slee?
What I do, spend as much time as possible with family, travel, get an opportunity to travel, go see different regions, see different cultures, try different foods.
Don't tell your friends that you're going to travel.
And
like
and do something you love. Make sure that your day-to-day is something that you actually enjoy doing.
Like talking about Braun and the Lakers every day.
Feed the soul, Morales.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay, so. Tonight, LeBron could make history. That means tomorrow you need to make an appointment with 710 ESPN as we present 38,388 nonstop commercial-free seconds of mega sports talk, which breaks down to about 11 hours. So we will go commercial-free tomorrow or Friday, depending on how the king wants it.
No tie. Do not tie it.
I don't think it happens tonight?
We're just going through this.
If it doesn't happen tonight, he's sandbagging.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a second.
You don't think he can score 37 points against the Thunder?
I think
36
he can,
is just far enough.
But I don't think it's a guarantee that he can.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't think if he's like, hey, you know, I'm at 29, I'm going to take my foot off the gas and I'll do it tomorrow. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it's best for me if he does it tonight. Because then we'll have live imaging tomorrow. And then I'm done for the rest of the
right,
week.
Right, right, right.
If he stretches it out, I got to come to the game Thursday, record Good. More listeners, and then Friday. So that, you know, in a Friday.
Not cool, Bron.
11 hours on Friday.
It's a lot on a Friday.
That Friday night, 8:30 p.m., I'm looking at the Cam brothers like, hey, guys, let's wrap this thing up.
Maybe 8.5 hours of live programming or 10.5, whatever the number is.
All right, just so you know, the Knicks game in OT, Bron scored 28, okay? The next game for the Lakers, they played the Pacers. He scored 26. So we're going the wrong direction.
Damn it,
there.
Slee.
And then the game against the Pelicans. What do you have against the Pelicans?
26, I think.
27.
Oh, 27, sorry.
So his last three games are telling us that he's 26, 27, 28.
Or it means he's due to, if he's averaging 30 points a game and he's been under that for the last three or four games, he's ready to go way over that, and it's a record breaker tonight.
I think his AD had 31, 34. So
how do you think? Do you think John Ireland is ready for the play-by-play call? Do you think he already knows what he's going to say?
It's funny. Al and I were talking about that this morning.
Because, you know, when I mentally prepared myself for that play-by-play over the summer, when you did greatness. Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
That?
By the way, I'm going to go back to this. That's a really good call.
It is a great call.
There's some guy on Instagram that came at me last week for something. I don't remember. And he said he did not enjoy that call. Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
I love it, Chris. I don't know about that guy, but I'm a fan.
Will John involve King, Throne?
King, almost for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, the King.
I think King,
yeah, that's going to be in there.
Will Steve Mason write another essay on Instagram? After
Insta, please.
Yeah, that's right. He's blogging on Insta these days. By the way, if you haven't seen his post, go to Venice Mace on Instagram. Will he write an updated blog to share the excitement of the moment?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are my answers.
Do you I can't wait for Emily to dig into him on Super Crosstalk. It's going to be so fun. Don't miss that in about 35 minutes.
I'm not going to dig
in. No, dig.
I'm going to be just
You're good at digging in. I need you to do to him what you do to me with my selfies.
Okay.
Right? Just kind of let him know that that's not how it's supposed to go.
Constructive criticism to maybe help us along the way with our social media.
Travis, go ahead.
Should I take it personally that I'm the only one you didn't ask for the keys to life?
I was going to do that at 12:30.
Okay, good. You were going to hurt my feelings for a second.
Oh, like when you don't invite people to your get-togethers?
You were there.
I wasn't there on Sunday.
But we already got a date for 2024.
That was payback.
We're already
That's
ahead.
What he was
payback
doing.
For what?
We already
No. I'm saying, Chris, you were payback.
Oh, I was paying it back for when he bought that dinner that he shouldn't have bought for Tommy's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, what did you call me today? Thrifty?
You are thrifty, my friend.
I'll take thrifty. But I try to buy Tommy and Chris a nice chicken grilled fried chicken sandwich.
We'll be back in the neighborhood next week.
Amazing.
And Morales said, I was supposed to get him the damn birthday dinner. Now he owes him one.
One of my keys to life was at that birthday dinner. I'm just telling you right now. Two, in fact.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. Two.
Well, we'll find out in about 8 minutes. Anyway, Travis at Sleepwood continues now.
All right. Speaking of, people want to get in on this, Slee. People want to give us tips on how to live the good life. Okay. Long Beach and Johnny. Johnny, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Johnny? Johnny.
Hey, Trav, Slee, Travis Lee, the whole crew. It's always fun listening to you guys.
Thanks, brother.
So three things of life. One, and this one's for you, Emily, and your lame date. What are we calling them? Sam?
Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam.
Okay, try to be more interested and less interesting.
Good advice.
So listen more than I'm assuming here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, listen and talk less. Yeah.
On the dot, Slee, exactly. And then don't sweat the small things.
Great advice.
Let it go.
Great advice. I can't do that one, right. But I think it's great advice.
And then enjoy the moment. You know, the past, the future, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. Just where you're at right then and there, just enjoy it. Take it in. And then 3B would be when your team loses a close one, take a deep breath, take a sip of your drink, and try to think happy thoughts.
Those are good. Those are good.
I had a lot of those this year.
First of all, my life is all the small stuff. That's what I obsess about every single day. I'm the minutia of everybody's day is the most interesting thing that I can find. I like that.
Those are good pieces. All those.
They are.
Yep.
Well, that's the last one he had. That's basically the entire idea behind meditation. It's just be present in your whatever it is you're doing. Whatever it is, whatever came last, whatever came next. Can't worry about
it. By the way, do you ever...
Also I'm terrible at that.
I'm not kidding. Do you ever do this where you're... And I think everyone does this when you're driving, where you get home and I'm like, I was just thinking about 94 different things and I'm paying attention. It's not like I'm sitting here doing anything. But you didn't actually even realize or feel that, hey, I went through this entire drive. You go take a shower or something. You eat something. And by the time you're done, I'm like, did I just eat that meal?
The drive one's the really alarming one. Mm-hmm. Because I have a long drive every day. My from my front door to the office here is over 60 miles.
Yep.
Okay. There are times, not coming in so much because there's a lot of traffic, so you're paying very close attention so you don't rear end somebody. But going home, more often than not, there's no traffic, right? You just kind of cruise home. And it's 64 miles, give or take. And sometimes I'm like, I am in my driveway. I'm like, I don't even remember one thing about that drive home. That is a weird deal. And you're right. You are paying attention, like you're driving the car.
100% paying attention, but you're not present.
Are you really?
You're not present.
Are you really?
This is what I'm doing.
That's what I mean. But are we really? Or we just think that we just got left?
Loud.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, how many people in that drive are like, look at that jackass in that car all over the road?
No, you know when you're present. You know when you're present is when you start seeing brake lights in front of you, and you're like, "Son of a!" And now you actually know what's happening.
But you know what? Part of the thing about sports that's fun though is like living and dying with your team and getting really into it. So I understand what he's saying about take a deep breath or your team loses close. But part of the fun and part of my favorite memories of being a sports fan is like something happens, you're like, "Oh my god, it's the best day of my life!" So that part I want to take a part in.
All right, let's try one more. Let's go to Downey and Jason. Jason, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys, so I only have one, but I want to tell Emily something. My wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, made me watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And let me tell you this, that relationship would have ended when McConaughey missed the game-winning shot at the Knicks game because she was thirsty, I would have said, nuh-uh, this was a great date, but I'm staying here for this game winner.
Yes, that is very much a movie thing. It would not have happened in real life. But yes, go on, Jason.
So I only have one thing that I can really think of, and I recently came across it. I think maybe Trav would be the one that can kind of get it, but my wife and I had our first child about 6 months ago, and the one thing that is constantly in my head that I realize I just got to go with the flow is the laundry will be there tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Live your life. It will be there tomorrow. I work most Saturdays, so the only real day we all have together is Sunday, and instead of missing out on life, we just say, you know what? Bleep it. The laundry will be there tomorrow. Have a great day, guys.
You got it, Jay. That's a good one. And it's, look, that kind of goes with don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't really need to.
This guy that used to call the Rome Show, Ira Craig, shout out to him if he's still with us. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. He comes up to me at one point. We were doing the tour stops a million years ago, and there were these just entirely debauched, everybody's going crazy, and they were super fun. So he comes up to me and goes, Trav, let me tell you something. Don't sweat the small stuff. And one other thing. It's all small stuff, bro. And I'm like, it's brilliant in its simplicity.
In its own way.
And it was like he was telling me the secret to life. It's all small stuff, bro. It was terrific. So thank you, Ira. I remember that like it happened yesterday. Al, that was 25 years ago. So it definitely stuck
with
it. Definitely
you.
Resonated. Jason Kidd is funnier than Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, and Kevin Hart
and
put
Dave
together.
Chappelle.
And Dave Chappelle. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
McMiniman will call in to Sedano and Cap at some point. Sedano will do another edition of NBA All Access today, this afternoon. I guarantee you. Did you hear last Friday?
I did not.
No. So Sedano broke down NBA All Access. We had like four guests on. Because remember, that was the Kyrie breaking news.
Right.
And Dave McMiniman, with tremble in his voice, said it could happen. And then it did it. So NBA All Access, be sure to listen all week to Sedano and Cap. You like how I spun all that?
That was pretty good.
It's a live imaging Tuesday on Travis and Sliwa. I just saw Steve Mason. He's in the other room, sitting in the dark, like the song Piano in the Dark. I think he's coming up with another blog. Producer Emily, he was really excited. He's like, hey man, did you see the Insta blog? I go, yeah, we've been talking about it for an hour. He's like, oh, this is my thing. Anyway, first off, before we get into our special guest in studio, Meat District, our friends at Meat District, go to eatmeatdistrict.com. Eatmeatdistrict, I can't say it, .com, or Eat Meat District on Instagram. Their big game giveaway. Be sure to enter. You can have a chance to win a fully catered, epic big game party with mouth-watering Meat District burgers for your whole party, a brand new 75-inch flat-screen TV, a custom Rover cooler.
Yes.
Oh.
Keep your drinks ice cold all game long, Chris.
A soundbox speaker and a $250 gift card to stock up on your game day essentials.
Chips and dip.
Enter the big game giveaway from Meat District, eatmeatdistrict.com or on their Instagram. Meanwhile, you know it's exciting. You know when you hear Live Imaging Tuesday that at some point the big CY is going to appear. Clinton Yates
in the house.
What's up, guys? I never thought I would hear you stumble over something that had the words eat meat involved in such a way.
Well, it's hard to say right. together when you never have.
Oh, you never have. That's
not together like
not
that.
Not in English?
No.
Okay, because I thought that was something, you know. The dreaded silence from Morales. That's a win in my books. That's a big win.
Real quick, before we get to more Clinton, what are the three things? Your Travis's three things to life?
So did you hear Andy Reid's three keys to life?
I did not.
It's short. This was from yesterday.
Now rock the Tommy Bahama, eat some cheeseburgers, and be happy.
Oh.
Okay, so that's Andy Reid. So we've been kind of
Travis-like.
It's not far off. Mine is adjacent to that. So number one is relationships. You have to have meaningful relationships in your life, whether it's friends or family, somebody to kind of open up to and talk to. That's important. Number two, martinis.
Sure.
It is the skeleton key to relaxing and having a good time and just instantly taking the edge off to whatever situation is going on. You have a martini, everybody's in a good
mood. What's the right number?
It's two is the correct number.
Two martinis.
One's not enough and three's too many. Two
we know that three is too many from history at this radio
three
station.
Is too many.
The record will state, yes.
And the last one is eat. Both good and bad. Eat the things you like and go after it and have a bad night occasionally. Eat well for the body, the soul, and all those things, but you got to eat. You got to sit down and enjoy meals. Eat, martinis, family.
Nate, you got something there?
I used to, because I come from the social media generation, this is very like bio type of question, like put something on one of your bios, this kind of thing. Mine was always very simple. Baseball, brunettes, beer. Done.
You know what? That's pretty good too.
Just saying.
It's a little
specific, but you know, the general concept of all those things.
It's from The Office.
Is that so? I've never seen
that. Did he just steal something from The Office?
I've never seen that show.
Beats Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, that's cool. Right. Well, yeah, that's a little different, but yes, that's the three B's right there.
Everybody's got a little alcohol in there. One way, you got beer, I got martinis. Yours isn't alcohol, but you got cigars. Vice, I guess, is a better way of putting it.
Sure, that's a warning against alcohol.
What's that? Yeah, yours, but it wasn't don't drink, it was drink slightly less.
Yeah, it was the last drink is never worth it.
No. Now, tomorrow, have you heard what we're doing tomorrow? If LeBron makes history tonight. So it'll either be tomorrow, Wednesday, or Friday.
What happens tomorrow?
When LeBron makes history, the next day on 710 ESPN, we will give you 38,388. See, I made a sign.
I see that.
See?
He draws his eights with two circles, in case you guys are wondering, as opposed to an actual one motion.
It's the correct way to do it.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm one motion, too.
One motion guy? Yeah. I'm a one motion. It's faster.
Anyway. 38,388 seconds of nonstop commercial-free mega sports talk, which means, if you round up, that comes to 11 hours. So 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., we will be commercial-free tomorrow.
Really? So, yeah, it's basically come in anytime tomorrow.
Okay, I was going to say, because people got time to kill, so we're going to need some segs.
Come hang out.
I might fire up. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll do that. That's great.
But if it doesn't happen tonight, then wait till Friday. Wait till Friday.
Plan your week accordingly. We either need you tomorrow or Friday.
I'm now actively rooting for it to happen Thursday because I'll be getting on a plane on Friday, so I will not be able to participate.
No, actually, I think we need you. You may never hear me say this again, but I think we need you tomorrow.
That's good to know. I'll make a trip down. How are you guys doing?
I think we're going to do great, Slee. We're going to knock it out of the park. We're going to have 3 hours
listen,
and 12
our
minutes.
Only issue is we both use the restroom 84
I'm
times.
Fine.
That's it. I'm not going to drink any water, no coffee, nothing.
I'll tease you. We're figuring out how producer Taylor can plug in his fiddle to the audio board.
Oh.
Oh, solid.
Oh, so we could have some stylings, some musical interludes, if you
will. Be like a telethon, you said, right?
By the way, he mentioned this kind of little snuck it under the radar, but anybody that's interested, Hudson House, February 16th, you've got a solo gig.
Solo show, yeah. Just me and a guitar.
Oh,
there you go.
How long is that gig?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Commercial free.
2.5 hours?
Commercial free sleep.
Wow.
Kill some time.
I was going to say, so if we find a way to plug it in,
right?
That's 1.5 hours we can get right there.
You can knock it.
That's Thursday.
That, yes.
Because Tuesday, it's going to be a very special Valentine's Day lit.
Yeah. Oh,
of course it is.
Well, that's talk to you every 4 weeks. Is that advice number one for Valentine's
Day? I have a card. A lot of people get cards because we got to keep them in the mishpuka. Yeah, but sure. So that Thursday, then, go see Taylor at the Hudson House. What city is that in?
Redondo Beach.
Oh,
nice.
BRB.
Nice. Hmm.
I missed the last performance. I might have to make my way to the South Bay.
I was just thinking, we have an event on that Thursday, yes?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We'll be on that side of town. What time's your event start?
Show starts at 7:30.
That might work.
Kind of works out perfect.
It gets packed in there, but
can you get
It does.
Can you get your close work associates into the venue?
Let's see what I can do.
All right.
If we pull up 15 deep at the door in ESPN 710 gear, is there going to be a problem, or is like how's that going to go? Because that would be fun, Cobra Kai style.
I'm just saying,
up, like get out of the way.
All lines right. up.
Slee's here. All right, get out of the way.
Tesla drives itself. And by the way,
it's a Silverado day, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Silverado day, especially if you got to take me. Yeah. We need extra room. But by the way,
a V8.
Everybody was so.
That was good.
The Tesla, the woman asleep.
Oh, my God.
Everyone was freaked out, but I was like, that's a great ad for Tesla.
I mean, I can't imagine sleep. I cannot imagine. If I look over and I see somebody asleep at the wheel and they're just cruising. Yeah, that's freaking me. I'm getting off the road. I'm calling the police.
It's not sleeping, but the next time you drive by one, look at what they're doing, and it's almost never paying attention to the road.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
It's almost never. It's phone. It's
by the way,
whatever else.
I'd rather have that and that person in a Tesla than the person in the Toyota Corolla that's just looking at their phone the entire time. How many times? By the way, that's 50% of my drive now is just seeing
on the phone.
I'm like, nope, no. I'm like, nobody's looking on the road. Nobody's like,
so yeah, I've driven with you. Don't pretend like you're an amazing driver.
I don't need to be amazing, but I got my phone at least on
a stand.
Yeah.
Do you have like the little Uber driver thing that they clip it to their air conditioning
Those
vent?
Those will save your life, bro.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, it's in your field of vision without
that
having
is on
to look down.
That is on there.
You have that?
Yeah.
My biggest fear about non-driving, or rather driverless cars, whatever you want to call it.
Self-driving.
Self-driving, excuse me. It's not even really about anything other than if I, even as the driver, become compromised by the computer. You've all seen iRobot. Like, if the computer is making a
really?
Decision, yeah, 100%.
So if you World War Z is going to happen with a Tesla?
No. But think about it. If you're crashing into something or something's coming at you and you don't have control, that
but
computer...
But you do have control.
Yes.
The moment you...
If you are not capacitated, you don't have control.
Well, true.
Yeah. If the computer is making a decision that a human can't, no thanks.
But, okay,
I don't need that.
Look, we're...
Don't need that at all. Here,
people drive into each other
human
all the time.
Air,
exactly but
human error is much more likely than computer error.
Exactly right.
What I'm saying is that the computer is not necessarily going to pick
Chris,
you
the
as the person to survive.
That's true.
Do you
see
think
what
that,
I'm saying?
I just saw him walk into the studio. He's probably excited about Mace's blog on Instagram. The great John Ireland coming up. Super crosstalk in about 15 minutes. Do you think he will work king and throne into his call when LeBron makes
100%.
His
100%. King for
king
sure.
And throne?
King
for
is
sure.
In. I think king is in.
King for sure.
One for two.
Give him some encouragement. Yeah. Play that great call with me.
This one?
Yeah. Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
Nice.
See, that's the greatest play-by-play call of all time.
That was good.
Gibson's home run and this.
Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
I think Chris has it in his mind that John last night was thinking about what he should do for his call and kept playing that call. Like
I think
getting
so.
Motivation
that
from
was
you.
The motivation, clearly. Yeah.
Getting motivation.
I mean, you go to the
from
greats
you.
When you're really trying to build something classic. Yeah. That's what you do. Obviously.
Does it happen
Does Travis
tonight?
Go deep? Travis
you
goes
think
deep!
36?
I think it's... I would rather it happen tomorrow because I feel like I don't want LeBron to have to score 36 points to beat the Thunder.
They're going
to
need... That's exactly what's going to happen.
You know what I mean? Like, that seems like if you're... I mean, how long do you think that's going to... That's going to take four quarters.
His last three
presumably.
Games, we said, what, 26, 27, 28. So that's where he's been.
It's
going
to take four quarters. If it's not a blowout, do you really want to be thinking
about that?
When
was the last
that?
Time they blew someone out?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And like then you've got to stop a game late. I think for the purposes
I didn't
of
even
show,
think about that.
The direction of the
15,
show.
You're up 15, 6 minutes
when
left.
When was the last
he's
time
at,
they were up 15?
He's at 30.
Like,
what do you do?
This is a hypothetical that's extremely unlikely.
Play along with it.
Trav, why are you going to be a party pooper?
Just play along
I'm
with
not.
It.
I'm just saying that the most likely scenario is him having to go drop 35
36.
Or 40
sure.
to beat OKC.
Right.
OKC is a better record than they do. They need to win tonight.
It needs to happen tonight. I don't want to have to spend 11 hours here on Friday.
Absolutely.
That's going to be, yeah.
Absolutely.
For selfish reasons, now that you mentioned that, now that I know the programming schedule, I will be rooting for it to happen tonight.
Emily has another nominee for the best play-by-play.
He knocks this in. It's a huge momentum shift. No way. No way!
Oh! I like that one, too. We should just have an entire library of me doing
you
awesome
have an
things.
Entire library.
I only got one. Taylor, I need
you, like,
I need the putt on my board permanently, like the home run. What did you say, Em?
What about you pitching in college? Do we have any of those?
No, there's not a lot of highlights there.
Oh, just loud sounds? just loud cracks?
Just a lot of me
no,
snapping
somebody
my
went,
neck.
It sounds like somebody logging
hey,
Trav, to Washington.
Trav, it's the same call. Somebody went deep.
Exactly. Exactly. Just a lot of – I can't believe how far that one went. And then not logging, it was a lot of pings.
I guess that's true.
This is the era of pings.
Before the thud, now
no.
it was the ping.
It was the
ping. Yeah. Straight aluminum, right. Yeah.
So I hope to see you tomorrow as we present 38,388 commercial-free seconds.
If it happens, I'll be here.
Okay.
How about that?
You got it. That's one less segment we need to worry about.
Crack
we got a Yates
quick.
Segment in the can.
By the way, we get 36. That gets out of the way. Then you got the trade deadline. You got all that. Maybe they win a game. Let's just keep this thing
You're backwards
going.
Engineering the whole
the
program.
Whole thing.
We're gonna build it off you.
Four games
fine.
You're the centerpiece.
Five.
That's fine. I'll be here.
The Dump coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
How you doing over there? Here's what happens. We churn down. We churn down our mics, right? We do our looky, and then by the time it comes back on, we have no idea that it's back on.
He got educated on the difference between paddleball and pickleball, which I didn't. I knew that there was, but I couldn't tell you what it is. You want to know more about the kitchen? Can't go in
sure.
the kitchen now.
Yeah,
you
mentioned
can
that.
Go in if it's on a bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go into the kitchen, but you immediately have to remove yourself.
Gotta get out of the kitchen.
Exactly.
The hell out of the kitchen.
We should do play by play. I feel like. If I'm being honest, I feel like I'm the only one here that knows the rules to this game at this point. That I'm the
You're
one.
Right.
I think so, right?
Okay. Has anybody talked about actually playing? Like, has anybody else played?
John has played.
Okay.
John's played.
But John's not there.
That's right. But
he's not there.
I'm guessing. I don't know this to be true. Caps has to have played.
If his pops has played,
Cappy's
then, yeah.
Pappy plays, so I'm sure he's gone and knocked it around with his dad a little bit there. I wouldn't. George might be sneaky preparing, right? Like he might be doing that thing where he keeps it on the down low and then just shows up and he's awesome.
He's like, no, I got an NBA game to call, and then he's
the first time I've ever played. I don't know, and he's just getting ropes.
He's
up
in
the line.
Irvine, just practicing with professionals.
I don't know why this is. See, this is where my brain goes. Why is Irvine the place that you think he would go to play pickleball? These are the things that stop me in my tracks.
Well, I don't know. I thought in my head that there's like a really good pickleball league there.
It feels right. No, but that the thing was, you said that, I'm like, yeah, that feels right. And I can't tell you why.
I just thought of like a lot of money and big buildings and pickleball.
Emily, plug your ears. You're not going to want to listen to this one. Aaron Rodgers has said he has not decided whether or not he's going to play in 2023. Quote, that's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and take my isolation retreat and contemplate all things my future. First of all, dude, that sentence. Come on. I want to read this again.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, of course he does. Of course he
does.
I
love it.
That's why I think it's going to be important to get through this week and take my
isolation retreat
and contemplate all things my future. Nobody talks like that. That is a, I'm going to put my intellect on you, and you're going to have to absorb it.
Taylor.
And then read what this isolation retreat does. So it says, it's a darkness retreat for 4 nights alone. There are 2 slots where food can be dropped in. If someone can handle it for the 4 days, they're allowed to leave. There's no music, no one else inside, just you in the darkness and your thoughts.
Didn't Mace do this when he got buried alive for 2 days?
Jeez.
I'll tell you what. I don't need it for 4 nights. A night where people just put food through a slot and leave me alone?
All of a sudden you're turning around on
us, Travis.
I'm in on it. What's that?
But you're alone with your thoughts, Travis.
For a night, I can do it. It's like the drive through the desert with no music.
No,
right?
It's the drive home that you have without music.
I did it yesterday.
Yeah,
it
so you're alone with your thoughts.
But it's not dark, and I'm not like I don't want like sensory deprivation. I think I'd go insane very quickly.
When you're Taylor, your next
already insane.
Your next date, I want one of the first things you say to her is, "I was on an isolation retreat,
a darkness retreat." And I think she would like it.
And just go from
there.
She
might. She might. Alt girl might be into the alternate. Retreats
for two.
Emily, that would be an immediate deal breaker.
Okay, I could not even survive 2 hours.
I'm not the way you guys don't like Aaron Rodgers, I don't pay attention to that at all. I think it's blown out of proportion. But then I read
this
stuff like this, and I'm like, Aaron, what are you doing? What's going on?
This is literally
you guys just
says.
Don't like him, period. And you have your reasons not to like him. So anytime something happens.
Not like him. I am late to the game of not liking him, but I've arrived finally, right? Like, I'm there. Because he does that thing where
I'm smarter.
He has a guitar at the party.
And he does the thing where you don't understand it. Only I understand it. Only I understand what this is about. And you guys just aren't on my level.
He did
so
drugs once.
I can't let you into this. I'll just get through my isolation retreat and maybe I'll give the secrets of the universe to all of you.
Do you know what it is? I think you guys pay much more attention to what some of these guys are doing off the field. Where I don't think I'm paying that much attention to it. I just think Aaron Rodgers on the football field, pretty damn good quarterback. That's all
not
I need
last
to know.
Year. Not
like
last
this.
Year and not $60 million good.
Like but a pretty damn good quarterback.
You can be a weirdo, like the Nuklealoosh thing from Bull Durham. Until you win 20 games in the show, if you have fungus on your shower shoes, you're just a slob. If you win 20, then you're colorful, right? He just had a season where his team missed the playoffs to the Detroit Lions.
He did. You're right. Pretty damn good quarterback.
Not last year. Not okay. Last year.
That's like, okay, pretty good quarterback. There's also pretty good NBA players that we could pay attention to the outside off the court. But
Andy Reid said that he has, or I should say, he was talking not only about the secrets to life, but also he had a conversation about mac and cheese. His personal is a 7-cheese mac and cheese, which seems like at least four too many. That's a lot. Like, what are we putting in there?
I had it listed at one point. Let me try to open it up. It's like Gruyere.
I feel like
Gruyere,
it has cheddar. It's,
yes.
Let me see. There's
those are the two you need. Maybe a little parm.
Oh, it's grated fontina, grated mozzarella, grated parm, grated sharp cheddar cheese, Gouda, Gruyere, and I think he listed 2 other ones. It's not on the
Gruyere, cheddar, and parm, and you're good to go. They all melt correctly. Cheddar is a little oily when it melts, so you got to be a little careful about that. But 7 things, you're just now it's just a big cheese fondue.
I try to anytime I go to the gym, I try to have a 7 cheese mac and cheese.
Taylor. Really, really good.
The Sacramento Kings are closing in on a deal with the Nets to acquire Kessler Edwards, according to The Athletic. Your thoughts on Kessler Edwards joining your squad?
Don't know much about Kessler, but I'd like to know who they're...
6'7", 22 years old, actually from Glendale, California.
I'd like to know what they're giving up for that first before I make a comment.
We were talking about the Kings this
morning.
Sabonis,
gone.
Are of the teams in the mix in the West, right? And let's open it up to like the top 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Are the Kings the only one that you would be like, I can't believe the Kings are in the finals? Because it's not Denver. It's not Phoenix. It's not Golden State. It's not Dallas. It's quite honestly, it's not even the Lakers, as odd as that sounds, if they can find a way to get going. But the Kings seem to be the one. I just can't put myself in a world where they are the Western Conference champions.
Clippers, Dallas, Phoenix, Clippers. Golden State. Minnesota, I would have Minnesota and Sacramento would be kind of the same thing for me. Utah would be the same thing. New Orleans, I would expect it more than the Sacramento Kings. So, yeah, that would be very, very odd to see Sacramento represented. Plus, so, they haven't made the playoffs since 2006.
They have no experience.
He said that, hey, just get in and see what happens. So
before you guys poo-poo this, this has been accurate 13 of the last 19 Super Bowls. So a much better than a 50% hit rate. The Madden simulator has the Eagles beating Kansas City by two touchdowns. 31-17 on Sunday. Does that change your pick, Slee?
It doesn't change. I don't know where you stand on this, but Eagles can definitely, for me, it's almost like a coin flip. I even give the edge a little bit to the Eagles just because you don't know the health of some of these guys for the Chiefs, but 31-17, I'm not expecting a blowout.
Nor am I, but I think Kansas City's going to win for one simple reason. The Super Bowl, not always, but very, very frequently, the team with the better quarterback wins the Super Bowl. It's not...
Is that better quarterback 100%? That's the only thing, right?
It's a good question, mm-hmm. but... Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. Not that Hurts isn't good, but sure. Patrick Mahomes is probably the best quarterback in football.
Is Matthew Stafford, was he better than Joe Burrow?
Yes, I think last year he was. And not that Joe Burrow was bad, but Stafford made a couple of throws that were like, oh my God, are you kidding me with that?
And by the way, that game was so close, could have gone either way. Maybe that compares the quarterbacks to that close as well.
But the Burrow-Stafford comparison isn't just what happened on Sunday. The way that Stafford played leading up to the Super Bowl was slightly better than Joe Burrow. They were both good, but I'm going to go with Mahomes just for that week. You ready for this?
31-17.
Here are the last 14 quarterbacks. 14. This is not a cherry-pick list. These are the quarterbacks that the Philadelphia Eagles played against. They went 11-3 in this run.
Okay.
I'm going to go through them quickly because there's a bunch of them. Cooper Rush, Kenny Pickett, Davis Mills, Taylor Heineke, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, who put 33 points on him. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, Daniel Jones, Josh Fields, the Bears guy.
Justin Fields.
I keep getting that wrong. Dak Prescott, who beat him and put 40 points on him. Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton, who beat him. Daniel Jones, and Josh Johnson from the 49ers. The two guys that you would say those guys are good quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers scored 33, and Dak Prescott scored 40 and beat him. That's who they've been beating up on.
I appreciate that. I did not know that. I still think everybody just doesn't want to give the Eagles their credit.
There's three Daniel Jones games in there. Three. Taylor Heineke, Tannehill, Davis Mills,
Kenny Pickett.
They
lost three games this year.
Cooper Rush.
And Hurts was out for, wasn't Hurts out for how long?
I think two.
Two of those? Two.
Yeah. But that's not the defense. They are a good team, but their record, I think, is not representative of having gone through a gauntlet the way that the Chiefs go through a gauntlet, the way that the Cincinnati Bengals had to go through a gauntlet. This is a different path.
I think for them, no matter what they do, we're all going to keep saying that until they lose, and I'm going to say, told you. Right? Maybe. Like, it seems like that.
Well, the opposite could be true, too, right? That they win the game. It's like, look, who cares? They just beat the you-know-what out of everybody.
100%.
Yeah. All right. Matthew Stafford, speaking of, happy birthday to him. He turns 35 today. You look at the guys in this league, the best quarterbacks, there are two that you say are on the other side of that number, and most of them are under 30. It's Rodgers, and if you want to throw Stafford in there. The rest of them, go down the list. Hurts, Mahomes,
Russell Wilson.
But Russell Wilson's
washed. Oh, I thought
you
said that were over 30. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying that guys that you would still want as the quarterback.
Dude. Yeah.
All the rest of these guys, Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, Herbert. Lawrence, mm-hmm. Herbert, Tua, Lamar Jackson, like go right on down the list. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, whoever it is, even Kyler Murray, they're all young guys. Like the days of, oh, you can have that old Grizz, they really don't exist anymore in the league. There's only, and now that Brady's gone, we're down to Rodgers and Stafford.
More surprising next year for you with Matt Stafford. He has a good year or he has a bad year?
What would be a bigger surprise? That he had another bad year. I think he's going to have a good year. I think they're going to bounce back. I don't know if they'll win 12 games, but I think that they definitely bounce back. We might be going all day tomorrow, Slee. 3 hours, 12 minutes, yes. Uninterrupted.
11 hours straight.
We'll hand it right off to Mace at exactly 1:12 tomorrow, if in tomorrow, fact that's how it goes. Question. But let's do a little super crosstalk right now.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo!
All right, Mace, so you got your pickleball pal.
I do!
Yep.
Brand new, I'm
Venice
excited.
Mace.
Going to put this to some use next Wednesday. I've got my first pickleball practice with a trained instructor.
Oh, so you're taking a lesson?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you find him?
He's the guy that made the paddles.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, the
you're
paddle
a real
guy.
Real expert.
The paddle guy is the one. So.
So I built trained. That relationship quick.
Quick. I walked in. He handed me a paddle. He said, let me teach you. I said,
are you
yeah.
available at 10 a.m.?
Exactly.
I said to Al this morning, I said, all right, have you played yet? Have you talked to Drew Belzer to take your lesson? Have you done this, that, and the other thing? And across the board was no.
No.
So my partner is not engaged in our pickleballness yet.
I refuse to come to the tournament without lessons. I will get lessons. I just have not got them yet.
Yeah. Baby tennis.
It's a perfect.
It's tennis for babies.
It's a perfect hybrid of tennis
ping-pong.
And ping pong.
Tennis
yeah.
and ping pong, yeah.
It's more ping pong than tennis.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh.
That plays to my advantage.
I'm
better
quick,
at ping pong than I am
little
at tennis.
Things along the way.
Yeah, see, I'm better if I don't have to move a lot.
Then this will serve you better.
This is perfect.
Just don't. I still remember you face planting in the basketball
game. Oh, yeah. I don't even remember it.
You and I have known each other a long time, but we didn't know each other well at this point, right? And I remember we were on the same team.
Yes.
And you stumbled in.
Bam!
I thought you knocked.
You got pushed, right? Yeah. You got pushed, right?
I got pushed by Corey
Maggette.
Absolutely did not get
very
pushed.
Very hard foul by
not
Corey
even
Maggette.
Dirty play.
I thought, Corey, this is only an exhibition game. What are you doing fouling me?
Talk about
a matter of fact,
dirty play.
I thought you were going to come to your feet after you stumbled and were about to faceplant, and then you just you wobbled.
You tried to save it. You didn't.
Yeah. It was kind of the Superman.
you wobbled like a drunken Dublin.
Yeah.
Right onto the
chin first onto that like honeycomb court.
It was
there.
My only concussion ever.
You actually took it pretty well because I'm like, okay, he's dead or he lost all his
teeth.
No,
you got
right?
up.
Or something. You popped
I got up
pretty well.
Yeah. I popped up because
up
I'm
you?
A guy. And then I immediately grabbed my jersey and started pulling
I'm
it
done.
Like, get me out of here.
I need a sub.
Yeah. You should have done what Marcellus and I did. We just had like hockey substitutions. We didn't even wait for a whistle. Yeah. We just ran.
I think most people figured that out after a while.
That was
they
a fun game. Though.
It was a fun game. So Andy Reid, Johnny, okay. So this is what Andy Reid said the three keys to a happy life are.
Now rock the Tommy Bahama, eat some cheeseburgers, and be happy.
Okay, Tommy Bahama, cheeseburgers, and just be happy. Your three keys to a happy life, guys.
All right, my first one is live by the golden rule. Treat everybody how you'd want to be treated, and it's surprising how often things work out.
Yes.
If you do that. That's the thing my dad beat into me before he died, is just say, you know, live by the golden rule and do that. So that's what I always put at the top of the list. Number two is I used to worry about stuff that now when you have kids, you realize it means nothing.
Yes.
So unless it involves my family, my wife or my son, I don't even worry about it. So I don't sweat small stuff. I just don't think it's important.
That was a common one. We got a lot of that today.
Yeah.
If I had to come up with a third one, I would say that find something to do in your life that you would do for free.
That's what Al said.
Yeah.
My dad told me that when I was in high school, that find something you would do for free and then find a way to get paid doing it.
Yeah. Which is why you worked at Sears.
I did work at Sears.
Sears.
That's right. That's
a friend of mine bought a refrigerator for you.
Toolbox, maybe.
Toolbox.
I was not qualified to sell refrigerators.
No, you weren't.
I didn't have that sort of game.
That's a big ticket item. You could have got much more commission if you had
a commission.
Hey, don't sleep on the price of a toolbox now.
What's that going to cost?
Like a top of the line one?
Yeah.
It'd be $1,200.
That's a damn. You could get a refrigerator for
that. Yeah. Oh, no, they were very expensive. What about you, Mace?
So similar to Ireland, my rule is be kind. just be kind. It's so much easier to be nice than it is to be a total jerk. So be kind is number one. Two, and this is from Slee, travel, man.
Yeah.
See the world. You and I are probably the only guys here that went to Africa, right?
Yeah.
Africa, amazing. See the world through the eyes of another culture. You've not been to Canada yet? Beautiful.
No, I have been to Canada.
Yeah. And number three is try to meditate every day. Try. Now, I get it, like maybe 3 or 4 days a week. The world is a crazy place. Finding a place for stillness to sort of gather your thoughts and your mind and to give you some focus makes all the difference.
I try to do that, and I don't try to get to it. I try to get to it every day. I don't succeed.
Right.
But on the days that I do, and I'm terrible at it because the thoughts come back in a second.
Yep.
But even if you get 30 seconds of it, you Bam. Feel like a different person.
How long are you able to do it for?
10 minutes.
Can you make 10 minutes?
I can make 10 minutes, yeah. The Headspace app is really, really good for that. If you've never meditated, the Headspace app is awesome.
It's hard.
I think the guy that founded the Headspace app was one of the Genius Talk guys over with the Lakers a number of years back.
Well, the other thing you can do is LeBron has an app called Calm.
Calm, yeah.
I've tried that. It's the same thing.
I've tried that. Yeah, that's a good one,
too. A lot of people meditate without even realizing it. You know, like, for example, if you're out running,
yeah,
that's a meditation.
That's the runner's high that they talk about.
If you're on the elliptical or the treadmill, you can get into a meditative state. If you're out walking.
Those repetitive activities where you are worried about the repetition
and not
the life.
Paint the fence in Karate Kid.
Wax on, wax off.
Yeah, wax on, wax off.
Let's move on. I'll do my best, Brian Gumbel. Let's move on. John, have you thought about... If LeBron does it tonight, 36 points away, if he doesn't do it tonight, he's going to do it Thursday.
Yeah.
How much thought, may stop to stop laughing, how much thought to what you're going to say?
I have like a boilerplate that I'm going to hit a couple of things, but it kind of depends on how he does it. Like, I can't go crazy if he does it on a free throw. Mm-hmm. And if he does it on a dunk, I'll probably go a lot more crazy. So you kind of got to meet the moment when it happens.
Do you have a phrase in mind?
Yes.
You do.
I do. And it's so I can give Chris Morales and Mario Ruiz something to work with because you guys talked about the fact that if he does this tonight, we're going commercial free tomorrow?
Yeah. Yes.
And so they're going to have to run promo after promo after promo of various things. So I've met with Chris, and we have a blueprint of something I can give him to work with.
So we would be on for, what I understand, 33 million minutes. Is that what it was?
Close.
Something in that range.
38,338.
Didn't miss it by much.
close. So if it's a free
throw, we'll go live for Saturday.
Yeah, it's a free throw. It'll be like Kobe's 30,000th point. There's only four guys who've ever gone north of 30,000. And when Kobe did it, he did it on a free throw in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of, that was a letdown.
Yeah, but it's the moment, right?
LeBron doesn't shoot a ton of free throws, believe it or not. He doesn't get that many calls. I mean, he gets fouled all the time, but they don't send him to
the
line very
60,
much.
Was his last game a free throw? His last point on his last game?
The 60th point?
When he scored 60, and then the other team, Utah, ran it all the way down the other end and still had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers were able to put the game away. For a long time that game, when Kobe had 60, it was a loss. I mean, they were getting, Utah was up by like 15. And then Kobe just started making everything, and they came back and stole the game. But it was between two teams that weren't going to the playoffs.
Do you guys think he's going to? I think he's going to do it tonight. I think tonight's the night.
All right, so I was just...
I'm hoping so.
Reiner from KCBS KCAL's here, and he's working on a story about this, and he just asked me that. And I told him that LeBron has played 43 games this year. How many times do you guys think he's gone more than 35 or more?
How many games has he played?
43.
10.
There's more than that. I'm going to say 13.
12.
You two, Mason, Sliwa, Neil, it's 11.
It's 11.
11 times he's gone 35 or more. So based on that metric, about a 25% chance he does it tonight. Mm. But there's been a lot of 250 hitters that have come up big with the spotlight.
Sure.
And so I think if he gets – here's the thing. I think if he's got 25 after three quarters –
oh, he's getting it.
Then he's going for it.
Yeah. Well, does it matter what the situation in the game is? If the Lakers are up or big, up big, down big, they're down 15, up 15 going into the fourth quarter, does it change it or does it make it easier, less likely? Because
A, the Lakers haven't had a ton of blowouts lately, either way.
Right.
All these games have been
the whole year.
Right. So the odds of it being a close game are very high. This is an incredibly important game for them to win. Milwaukee's waiting for them on Thursday.
Yep.
It's a game that they're likely not to win. They need to start stacking wins. So we're
right.
in full.
That's
I got to get 40
yeah.
a night for us to win a game. That's why I think it's tonight.
A lot will depend on if Anthony Davis gets it going, too. Because if AD right. gets it going, that lessens the chance that LeBron will be the guy. But I remember one time Shaq, we were playing the Clippers, and Shaq was mad because they wouldn't give him tickets for his birthday.
Right.
And Kobe, I was the sideline reporter back then, and Kobe kind of rolled his eyes at me, and he goes, Shaq's going to just destroy these guys. And I said, well, don't you have to give him the ball? He goes, oh, he's getting the ball. Mm. He's ready to kill those guys. And somebody said, he's Charles Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Destroyed by Jefferson.
Yeah.
Annihilated by Jefferson.
Remember they wrecked his car on purpose?
My dad's a TV repairman. He can fix it.
But John, that's a good point because he's had, I think, 26, 27, 28 is what we said these last three
right.
games. And AD's had the 34 and the 31.
Right.
So a lot of it will kind of depend on that, right? If it's not that Bron can't go get 36, but a lot of those games he probably got those numbers. I don't know how many of them AD was there or he's not, but that could have something to
well,
do with
it. Well, the anticipation of it too, right? That all of a sudden, let's say he gets to 28, okay? And there's 5-6 minutes left in the game.
Right.
Oh, and there's a buzz.
And the place is going to be going mm-hmm. nuts every time he touches the ball, not just on the final possession,
oh, yeah.
but on all the possessions leading up to it. It's obviously, you want to win the game, but just the pressure to take the shot, make the shot, it becomes something in and of itself aside from the game.
Right. And I by the way, tonight, I'm there. I'm in.
I read your post.
Yeah, but you're leaving at halftime, right?
But no. Can't leave at halftime.
Why not?
You've got to stay.
Unless
see
he
the
gets
record.
36 in the half.
That'll be Mason. Everybody, the confetti will be coming out, and that'll be Mason running for the exit.
If he's got 20 in the first half, I got to stay. I'm staying for the whole game. I want to see the record. That's
what if he's got
Thursday,
10?
I can't
what if he
in.
Has 10 at half?
Do you go home? If he has 6 points, if he has 10 or less at halftime, do you go home?
No.
You can't.
Really?
You can't.
Riding it out.
Just in case.
Plus,
you can't.
A lot of people
sure.
have been angling for these things. I don't want to
yeah.
waste
Ramona
it.
Was saying that it's going to be so crowded, and they wouldn't even give her tier one access. There's a certain amount of people from ESPN who are allowed to. Tier
tonight.
One means you can go in the locker room.
Oh, right.
And she
for tonight's game, John.
Yeah, she couldn't get in.
Ramona?
Because you were saying, Mace, you were getting squeezed out for Thursday night.
Squeezed out for Thursday, yeah. A lot of people think it's going to happen Thursday.
What's the consensus? Like in the NBA universe, people you talk to, is it tonight or is it on Thursday?
If most people who follow the team think it's going to be Thursday. But you have to be ready for it to happen tonight. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody would be shocked. If LeBron scored 36 points tonight, everybody would go, well, that sounds like LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
But he just hasn't been doing it lately. Like I said, 11 out of 43.
We were talking about this, too. It's a record of inevitability, right, for LeBron James, not for mortals.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was doing pre and post, John, I mentioned this to you 5 or 6 years ago. Hey, you know, if he averages 25 points in the 2023 season, he's going to break this record at some point. And it was kind of like Cal Ripken, that you could kind of circle the rough area mm-hmm. where it was going to land. This isn't a home run record where you could go 2 weeks without hitting a home
right.
run. You could, Albert Pujols last year, chasing 700.
Yep.
You weren't quite sure if he's going to get there or not.
Right.
That we knew this was going to happen.
All right.
Likely to happen at some point. It feels, it's different than the will it or won't it. We're down to like a 2-game window.
Yeah. Before we wrap up Super Crosstalk, Emily, I was listening earlier when you were talking about this date you had last night.
Oh.
And you said that you had about 10 questions that you wanted answered. I'm fascinated what those questions are. So as you went out with this guy, you were kind of seeing if there was a match here. You were a first date situation, met on a dating app. What's an example of one of your 10 questions?
So I do kind of, how many siblings do you have? I get the family makeup and like
okay.
their relationship with their family. Because it kind of can tell you about
right.
if they have a good relationship with them or not. What their favorite movie is. Does not have to be a good movie that I agree with.
Right.
They just have
and
to have
he
a
said
reason
his favorite
it.
Movie of all time was White Chicks.
White yes. Chicks.
What?
Yeah. White Chicks.
Out.
Deal breaker.
Legend.
Out. Yeah. Right
legendary
so,
movie.
Deal breaker.
So I agree with you guys.
Out.
But at that point, you're 10 minutes into a date. You've been
right.
on an app. And at that point, you realize, I'm done with this. Do you bounce or do you muscle through the last
hour?
Well,
Emily,
did
you, was it a dinner date or was it like a coffee date?
It was like a drinks app date. So like we had like food to pick at.
What
so
time of day did this
dinner
occur?
It started at 7.
Okay.
So it was that kind of late. And then another thing I have is I ask about like favorite sports teams, what sports they watch, what they're interested in, because.
What was his answer to that?
So he played basketball, but doesn't watch sports, mm-hmm. doesn't really care about
You can't
sports.
Go out with a guy who doesn't watch or care about sports.
Or you exactly want to go out with somebody that does.
Oh.
So my thing is I need them to be kind of like, they can't be, one, I'm sorry to the listeners, but it's like, it has to be really great listener to, because I don't want, you know, I don't want my job to be a whole.
You don't want shop talk.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But I do want.
Right, but he's got to understand, like, when you are sitting at home and there's a big game on and you have to watch it.
Exactly.
He's not going to have an understanding of that.
He's like, what's double dribble?
I want him to talk to about sports, too, because it's such a big part of my life. And so that I need someone who's like in the middle.
Right. Like all of us have to watch the Super Bowl. We can't blow it off.
Right.
And, it sounds like this guy was going to blow off the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he wasn't going to watch the Super Bowl. His hobbies are CrossFit and law school.
Oh, it's good lifting.
Rule one of CrossFit, always talk about CrossFit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
He brought protein powder to the dinner.
Nice.
Yeah. Made a shake.
Okay.
Went to a special back to the drawing board. Screening of White Chicks.
One more before we dip out of here. And Emily, you got to participate in this one too. Emily has a thing, Mace.
Yep.
Where she is highly critical of my social media game.
Oh, really?
In particular, my ability to take selfies.
Okay.
Okay. She thinks that
don't have a lot of selfies on your social media, do you?
Not a ton.
They're almost entirely selfies.
80% are him taking photos of himself.
But a lot of it is food, right? You take pictures of food.
There's more venues than it is anything else.
Got it.
But there are selfies there. But she thinks I take nothing but dad selfies.
Yeah.
Emily, your critique of Mace's LeBron like mini blog.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay, so I think that the content of the blog is not the issue.
Thank you.
I
you
think
like
that. The content of the blog is great.
Yes.
But the idea that I think that I'm not reading past the first two paragraphs. So what I would suggest is the first, a little teaser, and say read more on my Substack. And though people, if they want
you
to read it, will go
please.
And go to the Substack or go to your blog or whatever it is.
Wait a minute, you won't read a story that's in the newspaper that's more than two paragraphs, yet you're writing stories that are more than two?
I invent this brand new thing called an Instablog. I think everybody's going to start doing it. Did you read it, Emily?
I can assure you, I am not.
Yeah. It's really good. It's really good.
You get the Mace Instablog every day.
I don't want to go through the whole Substack thing, and I don't want to go through the whole start a blog thing.
Another suggestion is maybe put it in your Instagram stories so that people can either click through it or not click through it if they don't want to. But I also think it's funny because when I see someone post something that isn't a picture of themselves on their Instagram, it's a little weird too. Because like your picture.
So because I put a picture up of LeBron and wrote about LeBron, you think the whole thing is weird?
If it was you and LeBron, if you have a picture together, I think that would be a better thing to do. I don't know.
just go get a picture of you and LeBron.
Me and LeBron.
I do have a picture with him.
And I crop Sully out of it.
But I'm just, or like you at a Laker game, or you in a Laker jersey, or something like that. Because I think that, like, I don't know,
the insecurity.
Tune in for tomorrow's Instablog.
I will. I will look at it, Mace.
Super Crosstalk is powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Island coming up next. Go LeBron!